Hello, everybody. Welcome to Loose Lips with my stunning and stupendous friend, Georgie Porter, and myself, Sharon Carpenter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Sharon, I love that because I almost thought you were going to go, "I'm my stupid friend." And
I was like, as I was saying that, I was like, oh God, I hope she doesn't think I'm going to say stupid. How it was beginning to sound, but no.
I love
stupendous.
That.
Stupendous. You are absolutely stupendous.
Keeping me on my toes. Too, yeah, exactly. Sharon. Exactly. I love it. shall I go in with the first one?
A little extra lippy. Go on with the first one.
So we've got from Melanie here, and she's already got me interested. It sounds horrible, but I am constantly
on up.
Oh, horrible, yeah. But I am constantly on edge when my boyfriend drives me anywhere. To be honest, he's a bit of a boy racer. He drives quite dangerously and is always going to car meets. I live out in the country, so I need a car to get around. And he is amazing in that he is happy to drive me anywhere while I'm working for my license. But sometimes I see my life flash before my eyes. What should I do?
Oh, welcome to my world. Every guy that I've ever had in my life has been like a speed demon. So my stepdad is a former rally driver. And
wow.
you'd think he's a current rally driver. He's got like trophies and everything. My brother is a speed demon. The boyfriend who I was with for the longest amount of time in my life is also like a crazy driver. I mean, the good thing is they're good drivers, but they just love speed. They've got that need for speed.
Yeah.
I don't know though if Melanie's boyfriend is a good driver. So the thing is, speed becomes extra dangerous if you're not really a great driver. Speed in itself can make things obviously a lot more dangerous because it's not just about you and how you drive. It's about what other people are doing on the road as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, no matter how confident your boyfriend is or any person being like, I've got control of my car, that's fine. I trust you. But it's the other people that are like for instance, like my mum's that kind of people of the world that are nervous drivers, and they're just like pulling out the wrong way and just doing like, you know, crazy things that you're just like, Mom, should you be driving anymore?
Going the wrong way on the highway.
Exactly. On the that. Remember like that. That was bad. So there's that sort of, and you know what else I'm really worried about? I've maybe said this, stop me if I've said this, but roadkill. Roadkill.
Oh,
upsets me.
Oh yes.
I've got this weird thing, like I've seen so much roadkill and I'm worried about, I saw a deer in the middle of the central reservation of the motorway and I was like, oh, these animals just have no idea. But no idea. And it just upsets me that there's just so many animals. But on another note, okay, I love driving and I do love it when there's a bit of a clear space ahead. And, you know, you're in, like, a place and you get that giggle and you just start giggling and you're like, because, like, it does make
me... Wait, you're driving or when somebody else is driving?
When somebody else is driving and, you know, fast cars do excite me a little bit. And, you know, that my boyfriend at the moment has got a pretty fast, cool car. And, you know, when they've got the space and whatever and all that, I mean, we're not saying we're breaking the law, but when, it, you know, the zoom... And when
we're breaking the law.
When you go fast from the lights. And you're like,
from your shoulders.
It is hot. I get it. It is hot. But when you're scared, and that's another thing as well, like when you're like terrified, you're like, please don't. Like, I don't want to get in a car with someone like that where I'm just going, no, you're not listening to me. I'm scared for my life.
So I've been in that situation. Yeah, because my ex-boyfriend, I would yell at him sometimes. Because I'm like, we're going on a leisurely drive, like to go on a picnic or something. And he is driving like he's about to pee his pants and needs to get to a toilet in 5 minutes, but the closest toilet is like an hour away. Like, that's how he is driving.
Your strawberries and your eggs in the basket of the picnic bag are like flying around and you're like, no!
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, I get motion sickness. So if I'm in the back, it makes it even worse. Like, if you're in the front, it's not quite as bad. But I did find that when I was driving with my ex-boyfriend long distances, I got to the point where I thought I was going to vomit. The only time it was good was when I was late for my flight, which was a lot of the time, because I tend to live life on the edge in terms of, I've got plenty of time. Then I realized I've got an hour until my flight and I haven't left yet, and the airport's half an hour away. So if anyone could get me there, it's one of those three: my brother, my stepdad, my ex. But I'll probably be like vomiting on the way as well.
Yeah.
But I think she needs to have a conversation, doesn't she? Because there's nothing fun about being scared in somebody's car. So, okay, if speed is not for you, then you have to have that conversation with him. And he's driving you around so much, driving all the way to the country, driving you to the city, wherever you want to go. So I think he's going to listen to you. If you just explain, like, it makes me super nervous. Like, is there any way we could slow down and just kind of take our time?
I know. Why don't you throw up in his car, like, be sick, and he will never, and just be like, on the window, on his wheel, and just be like, and then be like, it's because of your driving. And I bet he will never do that again.
Genius, Georgie. You're an absolute genius. There's the solution right there. And then, you know, when he stops, you give him, you know how it is with guys, you got to praise them, right? Tell them how wonderful they are, that they slowed down for you. Yeah, exactly. Oh, go slow, baby, just how I like it.
Oh, I love it slow. If you go under 30, I will suck your willy. I tried to not say it, but I just thought saying it would be easier.
Under 30, my goodness. No, I would get annoyed.
Yeah.
Annoyed,
you'd never get there, would you? You'd be fuming. You'd be like, get out.
Might as well go backwards if that's the case. But there you go. Problem solved, Melanie. You can thank us later.
Yes.
All right, so we have a taboo topic of the week now, don't we? Because, you know, we're all about taboos on Loose Lips, and I like this one. I'm totally into this one. So it's the grammar police, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and I am an official member.
Oh, you would be, Sharon.
I'm an official member. I'm an official member, but kind of a secret member because I'm assuming what we're talking about when it comes to grammar police is social media, because I think I have a zero tolerance policy for bad grammar when it comes to emails and letters and like really official stuff, right?
No, yeah.
But when it comes to social media, you know, I'm a lot more flexible about it if it's like your private account and sort of depending on what you do. But if you're running a business, like I have friends who, like, they're trying to build their official businesses and they're doing it through Instagram, and you look at their caption and there are all kinds of mistakes, words missing, typos, terrible punctuation. And the reason that's when I chime in and I'm like, guys, now you have to do better, because I know, because I care about my friends, I love them, and I know that trust, when it comes to consumers trusting your product, when it comes to them trusting you with their money, like if they see spelling mistakes and all sorts of grammatical mistakes, they're not going to trust you. They're not going to send you their money. They're not going to trust your service. They're not going to trust your product. Now, that's not an across the board thing, Georgie, so I want to hear what you have to say. It's just when it comes to particular types of businesses. And you get what I'm saying.
I agree to a point, because I'm not the best at, like, my school education, I loved it. It was great. I didn't really want to turn up. didn't really that much. And I'm going to admit, when I do an email, I do it with my personality. Yeah. I send emojis. I will write things a bit wrong. I might even just do a letter instead of a word. And I know that you are cringing and your butthole is tightening here because you're like, why? And I'm like, I know. And because, not because I'm lazy. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm lazy. But actually, I just I just want to type quick. I just want to get it across. I want to get my point across. I want to be like, hey, dead quick, I am me, and this is what I've said. And do you know what? If they do reply and they're like, okay, cool, and I've sent love you kisses, and it's like my Sky I'm trying to cancel. And I think, you know, I've loved my Sky people, and I want them to know that I have loved them, but I'm cancelling on them now. So in ways.
They just hung up on me once. I tried to bring it. Yeah, I was trying to solve a friend's problem the way I would do in America, and they just hung up on me. I was livid. I should have tried your approach with the kisses and the hugs.
I've loved Sky for so long, but I just got to leave because I'm moving to somewhere else. And that is literally but as well, I'm still with Sky though, so don't hate me, Sky. But I think we're on Twitter and stuff. So when it's like you are or you're, or if you're ranting and things like that, and people come in with, I want to hate you, I want to put you in your place, and here we go with you grammar. I think, yeah, fair enough. Do you know what? It's quite funny because I would be like, yeah, actually, thanks. I'll just rewrite it. And then you look silly because now I've rewrote it and you've looked like you've made it wrong. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing as well. Like people will sort of weaponize it, right? See, the reason I'm the grammar police is because I want to help my friends. I want to make sure that they're representing themselves in the right way. Well, first of all, with you, I think, you know, you're an actress, you are a creative, you are creative super mind. Bubbly, you have got like this incredible personality that people resonate to. So I think it's different for you. But if you were a lawyer or if you were like the CEO of like, I don't know, a phone company or something. And I'm just looking, I'm doing something with this cat litter, this great cat litter, but I'm just looking at the box that's in front of me right now. And if there were any grammatical mistakes on that box, can you imagine? Like, no one would go by it, right? Because there's trust involved. Yeah.
I don't know. If they spelt like cat poop picker upper and it was all like one word, I'd be like, oh, it's cute. I love that. Like... You're like, those kind of things get me, like a gimmick.
Yeah, when they're doing it in a clever way, but if they accidentally, I've seen sort of official accounts. There's one particular one, I won't even go into what account it was, but it was a company that wanted to work with me, and they had all sorts of spelling mistakes. And I said, guys, you really have to take this more seriously, because if you want people to sign up to your company and use your service, how can they trust that you have a flawless service if you're like spelling service wrong? What I mean? Then that causes sort of doubt in people's minds. But I have friends who are older who will do some of the stuff that you said you do. Like they'll, instead of writing Y-O-U, they'll just put the letter U. And I do cringe a little bit because when somebody's older and they're doing it and it's sort of a person by person basis, but in general, just as a journalist, I'm someone who grammar is everything to me. Like I would be like, even when I make, cause I make mistakes, right? Cause you know, a lot of the time I'm like typing furiously and sending out messages. And then I realize after the fact, oh my God, like I made this spelling mistake or I missed out this word, and I'll usually take it down, or if I can edit it, I will.
Well, that is in your profession, and people have a limit of going, well, she should be better than that. And I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it depends, but don't worry, I'm not like reading all your captions. I love the looking out.
If you do now, I'll be like, oh my God, she's the grammar police, guys. It's official.
No, but I'm not the person who like slides into a random person's comment talking about it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. You know, but
we'll see. We'll see when that happens, just to make sure. We'll see.
Yeah. But, you know, once in a while.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial, and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
All right, well, we have another listener letter, don't we? Which is quite a hefty one, let's just say.
I mean, I'm going to get myself snuggled up and tuck myself into story bedtimeness here.
You might as well go to sleep at this point. Yeah. No, guys, you have to listen to this. It's quite intriguing.
We want you to listen. This is what we're doing.
We do. No, Georgie's staying awake. No, sorry. Apologies in advance, Johnny. But, okay, so here's what's going on. This is what Johnny is saying in our listener letter to you. Saying, in 2014, I decided to date again after being divorced for 10 years and co-parenting my daughter. I didn't really know where to start, so I joined a dating app and met a woman from another country who was nice, that had a shaky past. Mm. Well, she moved to America and said she wanted to get serious and possibly get married and have her first child. I met her parents earlier and promised to look out for her while she lived in the States. The relationship was a little rocky, and I found that we didn't have much in common, and I was beginning to see that I didn't like her personality and couldn't trust her. Yeah, that's called a red flag.
Red
right
flag?
Yeah. But I felt that I had to keep the promise to her parents, and I really invested time in the relationship. So I married her. It was okay at first, so I thought I would grow to love her. Oh, you didn't even love her at that point. After a few months, I saw that she was still texting and calling her so-called brother. What? So-called brother. Who she met in Japan, who had left the military and was back in the States, a different state. She was sharing information about our relationship, experiences at work, and he would talk about his relationships. They would end their communication by email or text with, I love you. What was that, an affair or something? What's going
so,
on?
Yeah.
I was upset, but I didn't want to let her know that I found out. I eventually told her, we went to counseling, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to speed this up a little bit, Johnny. I'm sorry. Okay, she was in her 40s. I knew her timeline to have a child would be passing. You had a child with her. Just realized that I made a mistake. I can't love anyone that I can't trust. We haven't had sex in 3 years, and I don't have any attraction towards her and don't want intimacy with her. All right, you've got to get out. I don't see things getting better. It will eventually have to be divorce. I feel badly for our child, but cannot stay in an unhealthy relationship. What do you think I should do? And then he adds that he hasn't cheated on her, and the oldest child is away in college. I guess that's from the past relationship. But yeah, he's saying, I think I'm too much of an enabler and try too hard to be a great mate. I think this relationship has made me view marriage and relationships in a negative light.
Well, it would, Johnny. It really would. I think everything you've been through here is exactly not what a relationship is involved in and what you should not aspire
to have.
It's
not what any of us wants.
No, this is... No. And also, what we said, red flag in like three sentences in when he just couldn't trust her. I couldn't trust her. That's your main... That's the whole point of relationship. Whether it's friendship, any relationship is trust. For someone to have your back or for you to tell them anything and trust them, like...
Totally.
That should be your first and foremost, surely.
And you didn't like her. You didn't like her.
You didn't
and
like
you didn't
her.
Love her either. Yeah. So, Johnny, what were you thinking, Johnny? Come on.
I feel like we should call him Johnny No-Go. Like, Johnny No-Go there. Johnny No-Go. Just Johnny No. And
Johnny
go.
Low Blow. That was low blow.
Yeah.
yeah.
And also, like, doing things to, like, what, impress her parents or something. Like, you're not dating her parents. Like, that's not hot. Like, no. Is you two in a relationship, not the parents. Like,
and no sex for 3 years. Because the thing is, if you're feeling this way, I mean, she hasn't had sex in 3 years. Well, not with you, at least. You know, so, I mean, I'm what I'm getting from that letter is this so-called brother was
maybe not.
Someone she was having an affair.
Yeah.
Is that guessing.
Yeah, I'm guessing yeah. that, yeah, that in Japan and then moved to America in another state. That she was confided in him and then maybe confiding in him. I'm just guessing.
You got to get out of this relationship. And that I know you stayed in it for the sake of your child and you were trying to be good to her and stick to what you told her parents. You probably felt a sense of guilt. So, you know, I don't want us to be too harsh on you. We're not, you know, we're sort of playing around to a certain extent. But
I'm going to be harsh. Okay, I also think if your child is in college now, sort of that era, that age, I feel like they've got a sense of what's going on and they're thinking, Dad, you're not happy. And I think they're
going... Well, that's the older one. And the younger one, I think, is still at home, which is the one with this new woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so also I do think kids feel things when you're not happy and what's going on. I don't think they might understand. But I think inevitably you want to have a happy home and a happy place. And if you're not happy, I do feel like it'll shine through. Like, there is love
Absolutely.
Out there. There is love. This is what makes me upset, is that, like, there is love. There will be love eventually. If you let the person you're not loving go, you have space for the love.
I love that, Georgie. Yes, that's very inspirational and motivational. It's very true. You know, I think people are sort of running scared and they think, oh, what if I don't find anyone else? Or let me just settle. Let me just settle down with this person since they're here. But now you can't operate out of fear. You've got to operate out of faith that you are going to find the one. And you will. And you sound like a really nice guy, Johnny. But do it for yourself. Do it for your child. And do it for this woman as well. You guys need to go your separate ways. You can co-parent. You can be friends. But you shouldn't be together. And there is a woman out there who's going to love you the way you want to be loved and vice versa.
Yes. And upsettingly, maybe for you, there'll probably be a man out there who will love her. As well.
Exactly.
Because you
exactly.
don't. Yeah. Well.
Good luck with that, Johnny. Let us know how that ends.
Oh, that was just so quick, these little extra lippies, aren't they? Just so quick.
I know.
Quickie lippies.
Quickie lippies. The good thing is, though, we'll be back with a full episode, right, on Tuesday. We've got some exciting stories that we're going to be chatting about, so can't wait for that.
Thank you for listening, everybody, with my stupendously wise woman.
That's our new adjective.
my bestie, Sharon Carpenter, who I've never met, and I love it. We'll be back with a full episode on Tuesday next week. And I love that we don't have the same opinions, but we still love each other, I think.
I know. And it makes it all the more interesting, I think, because all the people out there who are listening, they all have different opinions as well.
Yeah.
So, and it's good to hear sort of two sides of the story and two sides of things, right? It helps us think more. Dialogue is important. So I totally love it. But guys, subscribe or follow, rate and review. We want to hear from you. Send us your listener letters. Short, brief listener letters. Just kidding. Just kidding, Johnny. Yeah. createproductions.com. No, we do want to know the details because it helps us figure out our...
We need to know the main. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can find us on social as well, at The Missy Porter, at Sharon Carpenter. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.